Many Eastern Nile residents say they could not celebrate Eid al-Adha due to heavy rains, which destroyed nearly 200 houses, leaving hundreds of people standing out in the open without shelter. Ahmed Al-Amin Mekki, a resident of Khartoum's Al Jurayf East neighborhood, says his three-roomed house is filled with 25 inches of water, forcing his family of six to relocate to a nearby dry place. Speaking in Arabic, Al-Amin blames authorities for failing to maintain local infrastructure and open up drain channels to allow water to flow away from neighborhoods.
Every rainy season, we don't see any clear plan from the government with regard to this matter. And every year, we keep experiencing the same thing, which has been repeating itself since 1988. To resolve this does not take much. They should just open up drainage channels and roads should be tarmacked.
Resident At-Tahir Hassan Abdin, a father of four who resides in Khartoum's Hajusif neighborhood, says his two-week-old baby, elderly mother and other family members were forced out of their house due to flooding. Speaking in Arabic, Hassan says authorities should consider channeling rainwater for agricultural projects rather than wasting it.
Whenever it rains, the water stays for months in Al-Maigoma, Hillet Kuku and Haj Yusuf. There is a real need for drainage channels in this area. Why can they do it? We are tired of being victims of floods every rainy season.
Besides urging the government to channel rainwater away from homes, both Al-Amin and Hassan are calling on humanitarian agencies to provide assistance to the affected families. Khartoum State authorities formed an emergency committee to discuss how to rescue displaced families. Speaking to reporters on Sunday, the Secretary General for Khartoum State, At-Tayyib Sheikh, said local officials have donated material support such as medicines, mosquito nets and plastic sheets to some of the affected families, which he says will be distributed soon.
We have instructed all concerned authorities, including the Minister of Infrastructure, Civil Defense, and our partners in voluntary aid organizations, to put together some items and tools and immediately intervene to rescue the situation of our relatives who have been affected by these floods.
Speaking in Arabic, Al-Himedi Ahmed, the director of the Civil Defense Department in Khartoum, says his team has arrived with trucks and cranes to help relocate some families and to open up drainage channels.
We are pulling all our efforts together to immediately take action for our people in Umdawamban, where there have been heavy rains. We have visited the area along with other concerned authorities and witnessed the damage. We have our team on the ground to try to assist the affected families.
Sudanese Meteorological Authority officials are warning citizens to take precautions as heavy rains are forecast in many parts of the country in the coming days. Heavy rains have inundated parts of eastern Sudan such as Kassala, Gadarif and Blue Nile region. For VOA News, I am Michael Atit in Khartoum.